22 minutes to 11 o'clock, and we'd love to hear from you. And we are going to be chatting to, in our local government election section, we'll be chatting to the party leader of One Movement for Cape Town, Ayanda Nonambani, from Lower Crossroads. Ayanda, a very good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Very good morning to you, Zane, and greetings to the few listeners at home.
Ayanda, tell us the One Movement for Cape Town party. What is the party about, and what are you offering people in the local election?
Okay, One Movement for Cape Town is a grassroots organization that is registered under Section 15A of the Electoral Commission. It's under the banner of One South Africa Movement, which is led by the chief activist, Mosi Maimane.
And you're offering for the citizens of Cape Town if, you know, your party gets a seat or gets elected somewhere?
Yes. Listen, we have a lot of challenges, most especially in our communities, you know, lack of service delivery, lack of job, lot of youth, they are unemployed, you know. So our vision or our main objective is not to win and govern the city of Cape Town, but is to have a seat in the city of council so that we can be the voice of our people, so that we can make sure that each and everything that we know it's in need in our communities, we know that we can discuss straight to whoever that is there. If it's Jordan Hill, Lewis Wynn, or if it's Brett Wynn, it doesn't matter. Whoever that is there, we want to be the voice of our communities.
Ayanda Nonambani chatting to us this morning from Lower Crossroads. He's the party leader of One Movement for Cape Town. He says we don't want to win or take over, you know, the municipality at the time, but we want to be the voice of the people in Cape Town. Denver Blichnert is our second person that we're chatting to this morning, and Denver is from the Democratic Equality Empowerment Party. Denver, good morning and welcome to Cape Talk.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Tell us about your party, and as Ayanda did, what is your party offering the citizens and the residents of Cape Town?
So what's happening, DEEP has been established to do greater things in the Cape Metro for change for our people. And our ideology that we have is for the social economics that we're focusing on, because our people are suffering out there. Housing we're looking at, because that is the major problem for many, many, many years, that people have living in backyard dwell and all this stuff. So we need drastic changes when it comes to housing.
Denver, just hold a minute. You know what? Saying that you need drastic changes when it comes to housing, and housing is actually the major problem, because we are fed up with back. You know, we are fed up with the fact that our people have to live as backyard dwellers. What are you going to do? You know, if you are given the power now, right now, to say, Denver, you can solve the problem. What is your party, the Democratic Equality Empowerment Party, going to do?
Firstly, we will look at the land where it's appropriate to build houses for our people. Is it good for them to live in that area? Because certain areas is where the water systems are a problem. And here we sit with many problems where people get houses. And the infrastructure of the houses is not built up to standard. And all that stuff that the government has put in to build those houses was for nothing, because now you're sitting with molded walls, you're sitting with roofs that are leaking, you're sitting with people getting sick, getting TB because of the cold and all this stuff.
So Denver, you're basically saying, okay, we will look at the existing problems from the existing homes, and how are you going to develop a program in order to supply the 400,000 or 800,000 houses that are needed in the province or in the city? How are you going to develop a problem, a sort of a solution to that?
So we will then, like I said, for the empowerment of our people, we will then set up the necessary skills and necessary workshops and everything to educate our people into being a little bit patient when it comes to local housing, because I think everybody is in a hurry to get a house, but they don't understand the demographics of it. So we will then educate the people, like we say, we will empower them, We will equip them to become sustainable people within the areas, within their communities, and so we can build a stronger and a wiser and a well-educated nation going forward.
Thanks. Denver Blüchner chatting to us about the empowerment of people in terms of their communities. And he's from the Democratic Equality Empowerment Party. Speaking to us on behalf of the Economic Liberation Congress is the spokesperson for that Congress all the way from Toes River, Leon Grief. Leon, a very good morning and welcome to Cape Talk.
Hi, good morning.
What is the stance of your party, and what is the vision of your party, and what have you got to offer the broader people of not only of Cape Town but of the Western Cape? Because as we heard in the news earlier this morning, there's been widespread protest happening in the Dudu and Toes River area this morning.
Yes, that's correct. So basically, the ELC stands for economic development in these communities. So most of those uprisings which is happening is people who are frustrated. People are frustrated being paid minimum wage, long hours. So the ELC, which is just a neighboring town in Toes River, so if you know where's the Doens, yeah, just go about 30 k's on, and then you have the picturesque little town called Toes River. So in Toes River, the unemployment is extremely high. Okay? The founder of this party, Mr. Brendan Yafta, envisaged that if he starts working with the youth, empowering them, teaching them how to do online trading, teaching them how to code, our party is more about investing in the youth, you know, skills development on a technical level. You hardly ever see a tradesman anymore. There's a huge skills shortage. So we will help the youth to develop a skill which they can market. If it's a digital skill, they can sit in South Africa, do the work in America and everywhere. India's got 1 billion-plus people. And I'm telling you that most of their GDP is coming in from IT work, remote work. Okay, so
Very quickly, Leon, you say that, you know, you would want to, you don't see a tradesman anymore, you don't see a skilled person anymore, and you would like to sort of encourage and empower people to actually move in that direction. And we're chatting to Leon Grief, who's the spokesperson at the Economic Liberation Congress. Leon, how would you go about doing this is the essential question.
Well, if we could enable every municipal area to take some of their budget money and just build four walls with a roof is a training center, and we're not talking about millions here. You build a training center and you get the companies from outside to sponsor some of the time to train the youth. I mean, if you have a semi-skilled welder, this guy can earn enough money to buy a house and doesn't have to wait for governments to pay him. The vision is to start to enable people to start to think for themselves. They are responsible, and as a government, we will invest in the people, so the people will be able to be economically free by themselves. And you know, other countries look at us as a welfare state. It's not nice.
Leon, thank you so much for your time. As Leon Grief, the spokesperson at the Economic Liberation Congress, and saying that we need to actually, you know, empower people, and I think they are of this standpoint, create jobs, and creating a job will give a person, you know, that necessary skills in order to actually buy himself a house instead of just taking a house. So that is Leon Grief there, the spokesperson at the Economic Liberation Congress, chatting to us all the way from Toes River, and that area needs quite a lot of work. So Leon, you guys have got your work cut out for you. Good morning to you. Welcome to the show. I'm Zane Johnson in for Lester Kivett until 12 o'clock.